On this episode of Legacy to Become Legendary, I'm your host, Julius Moses. And today, we'll be talking about no scoreboard watching. Y'all might say, man, what did that mean? No scoreboard watching. That means that you're not sitting around just looking at what the next person doing. Basically, you're not watching their scoreboard, not seeing that what they doing. Like you don't see the scores that they making. You're not sitting around and just saying, man, dang, bro, like them ones gonna beat me, bro. Like they've been out here, they've been killing it, bro. I need to get to that. Like you're not sitting around watching nobody get a scoreboard. You sitting back and saying, okay, I'm gonna watch. I'm watching my own score. So what I need, you know what I'm saying? Is right now it's the first quarter. You know what I mean? Like you looking at like shit. It's the first quarter. I got 24 hours. And you know what I'm saying? I got to kill it. Got 7 days a week. I gotta kill it. And that's what I mean by no scoreboard watching. Like, you're not watching other people's scores. You're not watching what they're doing. You're not caring about what the next man is doing because you know you got your own game you're playing. You got your own junk going on because you got to think about it, man, in sports. If you go out here with, you know what I'm saying, and play football. So when you go out here you playing against one team, when you go in and reviewing film and reviewing certain things, you only reviewing the person, the team that you're going to be playing for that week. You're not sitting around, you know what I'm saying, in one game, and then they coming back and say, dang, man, this such and such team, they doing this right here. Like, the score right now for that team is blase blah, and you playing in your own game. Like, you're not caring about what's going on. You focused on your game. And that's what I'm saying, man. Like, in life, man, you got to work on your own game. You got to sit around and you got to say, man, I'm watching that man score. Like, somebody, you know what I'm saying? Because certain people come your way and be like, bro, you see what bro doing over there, bro? Like, dude, you playing your own game. Like, you're not caring about what's going on with that other person's game. You playing your own game. Like, you know what I'm saying? You might say, yeah, that's cool, bro. But, dude, I'm not watching nobody else's game. I got my own game going on. I'm focused on my own scores. I'm focused on my own quarters, my own hours and minutes, days. Like, I'm not worrying about what that man doing over there. And that's what I'm saying. Like, man, you got to watch your own score. You got to watch your own scoreboard. Because while you're watching their scoreboard, hell, you know what I'm saying? You losing. Well, you could be putting up some major points and can be putting up some real stuff, man. You losing because you're watching another man's scoreboard. And that's all I'm saying, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? No scoreboard watching. Do your own thing. Get your own results. Play your own game to the fullest of where you can play. So you can sit back and say, man, I ain't got to worry about that next man's scoreboard. And that's all I'm saying, man. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody playing their own game. Everybody watching their own scores. You can't sit back and do what the next person doing just because somebody said this man doing this, or you see like this person doing this and doing that, and then you try to switch up, you know, switch your thing up because you want to know what they're doing. Like, what they doing might not work for you. That's why they playing their own game, because what they doing might not work for you. The way they scoring and the way they, you know what I'm saying, going through it might not work the same for you. So you got to sit back and you got to watch your own scores. You got to do your own thing. You got to work your passion and your dream, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, even when you on a job, man, like, you can't worry about what that next man doing. I see it all the time with in the company that I work. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a production-based company. And, you know, I got areas. So I got, you know, like I got an area. Sometimes I'm not in my area. I'm most of the time, like right now, it's Monday. I'm in Charlotte working to probably be here this week. But that it's one of those things that, but you got other people that's in the group, man, that be scoreboard watching. They worrying about what somebody else is doing, how much production they done did, what they did, like, and they be whining like kids. And you know what I'm saying? And that's the thing, man, like, it's one of those things, man, it's like, damn, what I eat don't make you shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's the whole premise of it. It's like, what I'm doing ain't gonna put no money in your pocket. So why you watching the scoreboard? Why you watching my scoreboard? Or why am I watching your score? Like, yeah, what you doing ain't putting no money in my pocket. What I'm doing ain't putting no money in your pocket. It ain't putting your family in a better position. So that's all I'm saying, man. Like, no scoreboard watching. Like, watch your own scoreboard. Play your own game and play it to the best of your ability. Learn all you can learn and take action on the things that you're trying to accomplish. Because just seeing another person doing it, yeah, you can be inspired by some people. You can be inspired by the people that's doing what you in the field that you're doing in, but there's a difference between being inspired and watching a scoreboard, you know what I'm saying? Because you're trying to do the exact same thing they're doing because they got a result and you're trying to do the same thing. Like you but you're not doing it into a learning to learn it to, you know what I'm saying? You're doing it because it becomes like a jealousy, it becomes an envy. Cause I know everybody that had those people around you that you start doing something good, they, you know what I'm saying, it ain't a congratulations behind it. It's a, man, what are you doing, bro? Like, I need to do what he doing. Like, it become a jealous thing. It become, you know what I'm saying, that nigga making money. He making money off of this, or he doing this, and it worked, bro. I need to be doing what he doing. But there's a lot of factors that come into play when you talking about, you know what I'm saying, doing what another person's doing, or, you know what I'm saying, watching their scoreboard because you see the successes, but you didn't see the struggles. You're not seeing, you know what I'm saying, all of the stuff that he might have had to pay for to get to that point, or all the learning that he had to do, or all the mountains he had to climb, and the stuff he had to put, the bull he had to put up with to even get to this position. You can't be just now starting the game, but want what a person that's been in the game got. But you want it quicker. And that's the thing. Like, you can aim to be great in that field. But when you're watching somebody else that's doing the same thing, you can't sit back and want the successes, but not understand the struggle. Because some people want the successes, but as soon as the struggle come, then they gave up. They said, man, bump this. Like, how did he do that? That's why I say, man, you can't be watching somebody else's scoreboard. Because the game that they playing ain't your game. You can't make their game be your game. You have to play your game. You got to learn your game. You got to take the bits and pieces that you do see from a person that's playing the same, that in that same game, and you got to take those and apply them to what you're doing. But you can't sit back and watch they score because they running the score, and then you just now starting the game. That's all I'm saying, man. It's like, you can't be scoreboard watching. You got to go back and you got to say, man, how can I play this game to the best of my ability? How can I play this success game, get into the success, get into the money, get into the bag? How can I get to the freedom that I want and, you know what I'm saying, become that national brand that I want to be by watching somebody else? Because now you taking the attention off in your game to put on what somebody else is doing. And that's all I'm saying, because, you know what I'm saying, like, them people probably working hard. Like, that person probably working hard at what they doing. Like, they probably busting their ass every day, day in, day out. They probably losing sleep to get there. Like, you got to understand, like, most people that's successful, they lose a lot of sleep because they know where they're trying to go. They know what they want. And they saying, hell or high water, I'm going to get here. Hell or high water, I'm getting to that thing that I want in my life. I'm getting to that success that I want in my life. So they playing the game. And they playing that game to the best of their ability. But they also putting a lot of knowledge and a lot of, they doing a lot to get in that game. They doing things that some people ain't willing to do. The chances that some people ain't willing to take. But sometimes, yeah, you got to take chances. You got to take those chances. You got to step out. You know what I'm saying? But you also got to review the plays. You got to sit down and study the play to make sure that chance that you're going to take ain't going to put, you know what I'm saying? If you got a family, ain't going to put your family in jeopardy. Like, cuz there are a lot of selfishness that goes into talking about winning, talking about, you know what I'm saying, winning the game. Everybody got to be on board in your household because they know what the sacrifice is finna be. They know that they're gonna lose a little bit of time with daddy, or, you know, the wife is saying, okay, I know we're not gonna get to spend as much time as we used to, but we know where we're trying to go. And longest been, nobody lose sight of that. Because in order to be, you know, debt free, in order to be put yourself in a position to, you know, if you want to buy a house, in order to do all of those things, they become there's sacrifices that have to be made. It's a lot of sacrifices that have to be made that some people just like, you know what I'm saying, they say they want it, but they really don't want it. Like, they say they, man, I want to do this, it's sacrifices, and that's what happens when you're talking about, you know what I'm saying, playing the game, watching your scope, because it's like, you know what I'm saying, they things I'm going to have to do, like, this game going to be a tough one, but we're going to get it, we're going to kill it, we're going to win this. But if you sit around talking about what the next man doing because of you see success from them in an area where you're trying to go, like, man, you're not going to get there because you're looking at, man, this person did this right here, man. Like, this right here. Like, nah, watch your own score, man. Play your own game. That's all I'm saying, man, like, in this episode is play your own game. No scoreboard watching. No scoreboard watching, man. Like, play the game. And play it to the best of your ability, bro. Like, learn all you can learn and put that to action, man. And, you know, and if you take, you know, getting inspired by the people that's around you that's doing it, don't do it out of because they successful or they making it. Be inspired by the struggle, because it's more about the process than it is about the win. Like you gain more value out of the process. Now you're not gaining as much value out of the success because you don't know what it took for them to get there. But that's all I'm saying, man. It's like, if you're going to review something, don't review, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to review the score, review it after, you know what I'm saying? Review it after the win. Because if you viewing the score while you're playing the game and they're playing the game, like, now you sitting back and you're not going to play your game like it should be. Because you saying that because you waiting. Every time he score, you be like, dang, he scored. And you're not scoring. Now it become where people say competition. Because now you're saying, dang, man, I got to get here before he get here. I got to do this before he do that. I got to. So now it's like, man, come on, bro. Like, you got your whole game to play. While you watching that man, like, or watching the next person, bro, it's like, you getting beat. So now you stagnant. Now you still. Now you're not moving. And now you frustrated because you're not moving. And you stagnant. But now you're like, what am I doing wrong? First of all, you watching somebody else's scoreboard. That's number one. You got your own lane. When I ran track, I had my own lane. I had to run that lane. I can't jump off in somebody else's lane and you know what I'm saying? I get disqualified. So you running your own lane, man. Like, you stand in your own lane. You watching your own steps. You watching your own scores. Like, you watching everything that you need to do to make sure that you and your family or you yourself is moving in the right direction. And that's all I'm saying, man. Like, no scoreboard watching, man. No scoreboard watching this year. Like, nobody should be watching nobody else's scores and wishing that you did. Or you doing what they doing. Like, you should go through and say, nah, man, like, I'm doing my own. I'm doing my own thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm playing my own game. Like, I don't care about what that next man doing. Congratulations if he playing his game to the best of his ability. Congratulations. That's his game. He should play it that way. That man probably put in the hustle to play his game that way. But nah, bro, like, I don't care about nobody else's game, man. Do your thing. Congratulations if you win it, you get there. Congratulations, partner. But that's all I'm saying, man. It's like, watch your own score, bro. Like, do your own thing. And when you do that and when you focused on you and you focused on where you're trying to get to, you ain't gonna worry about what nobody else is doing. You don't care. So that's all I'm saying, man, for everybody, bro. Like, no scoreboard watching, man. Watch your own score, bro. Like, watch your own, play your own game, man, and do what you need to do to get you and yours to that next level, because, you know what I'm saying, it's always levels in this game that we're playing. And once you learn that and once you do it, man, you're going to be like, bro, like, this is what it is. Now you can move on to the next game because you done successfully beat this one. You done successfully beat the first game. So now you're trying to go on to the next thing because, you know what I'm saying, you got to keep moving. You got to keep going. You got to keep grinding. You got to be able to, you know what I'm saying, learn, conquer, win, put people in place to, you know what I'm saying, to either take away that position that you're in, that you've been working hard at, or hell, you know what I'm saying? Get to the next thing. So that's all I'm saying, man. It's like, no scoreboard watching. Do your thing, man. And you will see successes come out of just, you know, playing your own game. And when that happens, man, you'll you'll be more grateful for the win that you got. Because now you knew that you had what it took to get there, and you didn't try to, you know, base your success off of somebody else. So that's all I'm saying in this episode, man. A legacy to become legendary, man. No scoreboard watching, man. Like, do your thing. Stay in your own lane. And watch you be successful. Watch the process that you go through to get to that thing, that success that you're deeming for. And man, you will thank yourself for that. And that's all I'm hitting y'all with today, man. I hope this be like an inspiration to somebody. I hope this be a light shed on the people that are scoreboard watching, that's looking at other people, you know what I'm saying, be successful, and wondering why they're not. I just say, man, put your focus back on the real thing. You know, put your focus back on you and where you're trying to go. And man, you ain't gonna never worry about nobody else. Never. And man, this is Legacy to Become Legendary. I'm your host, Julius Moses, man, and I'll catch y'all on the next one.